Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues impacting our public schools with Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute in beautiful Houghton, New York. Ralph, welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Great to be with you again today.
Well, summer is almost here. I can smell it, Ralph, just around the corner. Just a couple more weeks left to the school year in New York. Big mask controversy. Of course, we had that course correction on the masks in schools just a little while ago. That's causing a lot of consternation in the classroom. Do you think that New York State made the right call when it comes to the mask rule in school?
Well, they made the right call in the end, but the problem is, as you said, controversial along the way. First of all, the health department told districts on a Friday, no masks required. And then later on the same day, the governor's office said, oh, no, no, no. The guru of education has not declared that, so you better wear your mask. And the commissioner of education, who's concerned for her job, agreed with that. And so schools were left totally confused. And I talked to one superintendent who said, there's no way we're letting this horse out of the barn until we're sure the horses can stay out. So by Monday, there was just absolute chaos. It wasn't just controversial. It was chaos and just added to the problems that have been evident throughout this whole pandemic. I just think that parents, and in this case, school administrators, have just had it with the way that this whole thing has been handled. Yeah. You hear one thing one day, and then the next day that changes, and then we go back to the way it was. And I just applaud the parents and the school superintendents who said, hey, enough is enough. Let's get this thing straightened out once and for all.
All right. Thank God there's just a few more days left in the school year, because I don't know how much longer they can tolerate that. But let's head south for just a bit here. In Virginia, this was a huge story. A judge there restoring a gym teacher who'd been suspended from his job for questioning the district's transgender policy. He got up and spoke at a public school board meeting saying his faith would not allow this. What's this story all about?
Well, the issue was that the school board in the district in Leesburg was dealing with a draft of a policy and asked for public comment on it. And the teacher went to the school board meeting, speaking as an individual, and he said, I cannot affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa. He considered it to be lying to the children and abuse to the children and, in fact, in his mind, sinning against God. Now, that was, again, all said in the public comment section. And fortunately, the judge ruled that teachers, as well as everybody else, do have freedom of speech, particularly in this case when he was speaking during a public comment section. So the judge certainly did make the right decision. It is just a temporary injunction, but I think he made it on the basis that the school district is going to lose on this one when it does go to trial. And I'm so pleased that the judge did take that action, because that would have been very controversial otherwise to deny someone their freedom of speech as an individual.
Yeah. Well, we can't talk about the weighty issues impacting our public education system, Ralph, these days, without mentioning those three little words, not so little anymore, critical race theory. It seems to be everywhere. A number of states, Florida, for instance, just recently passed a law to make that illegal. Iowa's taken action. There's bills in 20 states now to make critical race theory illegal. A lot of parents are driving this debate now. Talk, if you would, about that phenomenon. Some are calling it brainwashing, others indoctrination. Are those legitimate concerns, in your opinion?
I think they are legitimate concerns. I would describe it in a different way, though, and say that critical race theory really is a distortion of the historical facts related to our country's history. I just applaud the parents that have gotten involved in this issue. I think it shows, once again, the importance that parents have. And also, don't forget that school boards are the ones who approve the curriculum and the textbooks. And this is where the fight really needs to take place. And I couldn't pass up the opportunity to say again, this is a good reason for people to consider running for their local school board, because they can be directly involved on the board with decisions like this. And I'm just encouraging people to do that.
Yeah.
Parents need to continue to stand up in this area.
Yeah, and that's why you do what you do, Ralph, and that's why we love bragging on your ministry at TLI, Teaching and Learning Institute. If folks have questions about any of these topics, where can they find you online, Ralph?
They can just simply go to whyrun.org, whyrun.org.